can cuddle with me all night. Give me one, love me long, be my sunlight. Tell me lies, we can argue, we can fight. Yeah, we did it before, but we'll do it tonight. Yeah, that fro black boy with the gold teeth. Your dark skin looking at me like you know me. I wonder if you got the G or the B. Let me find out and see you coming over to me.
Добар ден, драги слушатели! Вие слушате Радио Пулс. Добре дојдовте во денешната емисија. Денес нашата волонтерка Ознур од Турција ќе зборува за незиното патување во Охрид, Тирана, Будва и Битол. Ознур, повели?
Hello everyone, I am Öznur Karadeniz. Today I will tell you about my Balkan trip. My suggestion is that you explore the world starting from your own environment. In this respect, I went on vacation to the Balkan cities, Ohrid, Tirana, Budva and Bitola. Ohrid is a town in the southwest of North Macedonia, on the northeastern shore of Lake Ohrid. Lake Ohrid is one of the oldest in the world and one of the deepest in the Balkans. Lake Ohrid is a superlative natural phenomenon providing refuge for numerous endemic and relict freshwater species of flora and fauna dating from the Tertiary period. As a deep and ancient lake of tectonic origin, Lake Ohrid has existed almost 3 million years. It was cozy when we got there. We went to the top of the city and had a cup of coffee, enjoying the beautiful view. On the way down to the city center, we went for a walk in the neighborhood with old houses. It smelled of history. And then we went to Tirana. Tirana is the capital and the largest city of Albania. It is located in the center of the country, enclosed by mountains and the hills with the northwest overlooking the Adriatic Sea in the distance. We walked in the rain in the beautiful streets surrounded by green trees. At some points, we come across historical structures from the Ottoman Empire, such as Ethembe Mosque. And at some other points, we bumped into Italian structures. At the beginning of the 1930s, the well-known Italian architects planned the center of Tirana, the existing ministries, the ex-royal palace, national bank, municipality building, as well as Skanderbeg Square, date back to that period. As a sea lover, the city that impressed me the most was Budva. Budva is a Montenegrin town on the Adriatic Sea. After the fall of the Roman Empire, Budva was ruled by various foreign empires, including the Byzantines, the Serbians, the Venetians, and the Habsburgs. After the collapse of Yugoslavia, Montenegro became independent in 2006. Budva quickly grew into the new country's premier tourist destination. Nowadays, Budva is somewhat of a cultural treasure chest. From Turkish to Austrian and the Venetian influences, its various cultural and political influences has resulted in a town with stunning architecture and many monuments. We wandered around Budva Marina and we went to Budva Old Town. The houses in the old city reflected the spirit of the area that they come from, with an incredible beauty. We stayed in an Airbnb house overlooking the beach of Becici. It was perfect to hear the sound of the sea waves during the day. I want you, baby. Our last stop was Bitola, with its old name Manastır. The first place I visited was the Atatürk Museum. It was a great honor to be in the school where Mustafa Kemal Atatürk was educated and to breathe the air he breathed. I also had the chance to see his school uniform in his memorial room. After the museum, I took a short tour in the city center. As is the case with most other Balkan countries, Macedonia has played host to several dominating powers throughout the centuries, including Greeks, Romans, Byzantines, Slavs, and Ottomans. Each has left a distinct mark on Macedonian culture that can be still felt to this day. Exploring Bitola by foot is the easiest way to take in the city's sights and sounds. It takes about a day to see the main sights, such as the many mosques, markets, and the clock towers. It was so lovely to see the city while it was snowing. That's all for today. Thank you for your time. Have a nice day.
Ти благодарам, Мознур, за споделеното искуство, а вас, драги слушатели, ви посакувам убав ден.